You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode number 568. Thanks for hanging out with us today, guys. Really appreciate it. Hope you're having a great day.
Definitely hope you're having a good day. Also, very special thank you to our sponsors. You guys know about Charqui, that lamb, the hashtag better than beef. Check it out yourself. If you haven't tried it, you will be surprised when you do. Charqui.love. Now, if you're into filming with drones, chances are you're filming in general, which means you could be creating very beautiful productions and you may need some copyright-free video, some motion graphics, maybe even some title templates, whatever works for you.
Yep.
Right now, if you go to videoblocks.com/drone, you'll have free access for 7 days to an almost unlimited library of copyright-free material. Check it out now, videoblocks.com/drone. Well, Rob, welcome to another episode. I feel like I haven't been here very long.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
Or it's a sign that I'm absolutely bat crazy.
Crazy. Well, we're all a little bit crazy. Nothing wrong with that.
It keeps things interesting. That is so true. We got a great question today. It talks about international drone law. Where can you fly? Where can't you fly? Where are the horror stories coming out of? And how can you find out where you can fly? Let's play that question, Ron.
Hey guys, this is Jason calling from Washington, D.C. My question is does the Part 107 apply to flying outside the country? I have a few clients that are asking me to shoot properties for them outside the country, in the islands and a couple of other places such as Europe as well as Canada. So I'm wondering, does a Part 107 apply? Do I need a different kind of license or certificate in order to do so, or does it not matter at all? Look forward to hearing from you guys. And love the show. Thanks. Bye.
Great question. There's going to be more and more of this because there are so many cool places to fly and to get video and to get footage all over the world.
It's so true. And I will say, just a quick heads up, there are a couple websites right now that offer links to drone law, and they've got a comprehensive list of drone law. I hired one of our interns to go over all of these lists, find all of the errors, and create a more comprehensive, more up-to-date list, which he has done. It's making its way onto our website. I don't know when it will be there, but right now we're going to answer some country-specific questions. That being said, the information that exists on the internet right now for this is very bad. So
Be careful.
Yeah, be really careful and make sure that you do your research with the country's aviation division.
Right.
Super important. And I would even recommend to get things in writing. So if you ever come into customs and you have an issue, you've got it right there in writing, which that's the thing that's going to save you.
So. Yeah, and one of the biggest issues is not necessarily the people that are putting some of this stuff together are bad, but just the information changes so fast.
True.
It's really difficult to keep up with, as we all know. So that's why you want to go directly to the source every single time.
Mm-hmm. Now, there will be something on the Drone U website, but again, it's probably only going to be good for a year or two because chances are countries are going to change their rules and regulations just like we did with ours. Now, that being said, a lot of manned aviation guys are going to be like, well, what's the holdup? What do they need to know about? Pilot's licenses are bilateral between a lot of countries. What does that mean? What does a bilateral license mean? Essentially means that your license is good. If you have a USA license, it's going to be good over here with like prior notification, or sometimes there's caveats and whatnot. And a lot of times there's not. And you can just fly as long as you, you know, are familiar with the local laws and whatnot. Now with drones, the whole bilateral license is quite questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Because I give the example of Brazil, a bilateral country, right? If you fly your Cessna 172 down there, it's a bilateral country. You're going to have to deal with some regulatory issues, but nothing serious, right? take your drone down there and you say that you're doing it for commercial purposes, and the bilateral pilot's license goes out the window.
Right.
Because no one thinks of a drone pilot's license and a pilot's license as the same thing. So no one's going to believe the whole bilateral thing. And this is actually something I had to work on with Tiago, who's one of our students out of Brazil. And again, whenever you look up this information, go to the source. So for example, he asked about the Bahamas and Canada, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So I have two jobs in Canada myself this year, and I am applying for some permits to be able to fly. They have some very similar rules to ours. But they have this great infographic. And in fact, Rob, let me add this to the list.
They have a great site.
They do have a good site.
A great system that people can go figure out what you need to do.
An international podcast. So they have this beautiful infographic that says, are you flying unmanned aircraft in Canada? Start with the infographic. I use my aircraft for work or research. Anything beyond the fun of flying? No. It weighs more than 35 kilograms. Okay. No, it doesn't weigh more than 35 kilograms. You don't need permission, but you do have to follow the rules and fly safely. Then they updated the rules and said, do not fly your drone higher than 90 meters, which is really high. Closer than 75 meters from buildings, vehicles, and vessels, and closer than 9 kilometers from the center of an aerodrome, which means airport, heliport, seaplane base, or anywhere the aircraft take off and land. Now, if you're flying commercially, it says, okay, then yes. If it weighs more than 25 kilograms, okay, no. If it weighs 1 kilogram or less, so let's say you're flying a Mavic, I have read and understand the exemption conditions for UAVs that weigh 1 kilogram or less and can meet all conditions. If you can, and you need to read those conditions, you don't need permission, but you must meet the exemption conditions and notify Transport Canada if you're flying commercially. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're flying over 1 kilogram, there you can get an exemption as well. If you can't meet the exemption requirements, then you have to get what's called a Special Flight Operations Certificate, or SFOC, to fly. Each SFOC has conditions on where and how to fly, such as maximum altitudes, minimum distances from people and property, and coordination requirements with air traffic services. So each permit will be a little bit different, and chances are they will be a little bit more they will be a little bit more willing to work with your custom event or custom job. So that being said, I have flown in Canada before. I have driven across the border. I did get taken into the back room. And I will say, you can always know where the rednecks in Canada work, and that is at Border Patrol.
Well, you might argue some things are the same from country to country, right?
So true. So true. That being said, though, when I went there, there is a list of information that you're supposed to have with you. Like, for example, if you're flying commercially in Canada, you're supposed to have insurance. You're supposed to have all this information. I had that with them. And they inspected my drone. Like, I got taken to the back room. I showed them the Transport Canada website where it says you're supposed to have this information. Then I showed them all that information. And they said, have a nice day. See you later.
Yeah. That's the thing, is if you do your research and you prepare and you have everything that you need, you probably will fly through, because they're probably not used to people being in that position.
Exactly.
And so that is a welcomed reprieve for them.
Exactly.
So be that person and you're going to just have much better luck.
Totally. Now for the Bahamas, the Bahamas Civil Aviation Group has a little bit different rules. And from what I can see here, all you need is prior approval for both recreational and commercial flights. So as you can see, the rules are really different from country to country. And I mean, even if you're going from, say, Puerto Rico to the Bahamas with your drone, you're going to have different rules. You're going to have different things that you have to, comply with. So
the bottom line is, our 107 probably isn't going to help you anywhere else.
No. And the point is that the FAA would tell you, yes, it would, because of the bilateral agreements between other countries and the ICAO. And you may hear something called the Chicago Convention. But in all actuality, no one in other countries is as educated as the FAA. And we know the FAA isn't even all of the time fully educated themselves. So that's not going to get you anywhere. I mean, I've shown my pilot's license and be like, America, Federales. Aeroplano. Like, I didn't actually say that.
That's good Spanish, Paul.
I can speak Spanish, actually, believe it or not. So, yo hablo español.
I believe you. And maybe at some point in the future this will change, because it is still such a new industry and a new world, but maybe at some point in the future that bilateral situation will exist for drones. Hopefully.
El tengo y gato se me batonais.
See?
I just told you I have a cat in my pants.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. This Excel sheet with all the country
whatever floats his boat, people.
Will be available on the website soon, so check it out. And by the way, the new Drone U website should be launched by the time this podcast comes out.
Oh, don't say that.
Okay, maybe it won't be. Anyway.
It's coming out soon.
On that note, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask a Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.